onto the table. So this is our Talmud here. We're picking up with the discussion from yesterday regarding a fellow who injures his wife during relations. The Gemara wants to know, why is it only his Maisa? Isn't it her Maisa as well? The Gemara says, no, it's true that she's Nana. I mean, so far as the Maisa goes, it is his Maisa alone. Tosos, however, says, in the context of other ramifications for relations, meaning in the case of a woman who was having an inappropriate relationship, so as far as Chatos and Malkus went, she would be considered Chayeves by virtue of the fact that she was Nana. Yes? Again, Toso says that by virtue of the fact that the woman is Nana, the Torah is Machshev that Hana as a Maisa.
And we explained. Yeah.
So we explained yesterday, I think this was Yonah's suggestion, and we saw a similar idea expressed repeatedly by the Stipler, that what was Aser and what the Torah didn't want was the Hana. So it's not that it becomes an actual physical Maisa, but insofar as this Isser, that's the Maisa Isser. The Isser is to be Nana. As he says, the Bilti Nirtza. That which is Bilti Nirtza is the Hana when it comes to Chelev, when it comes to Arayas. Therefore, the Hana rises to the level of a Maisa insofar as those Isurim are concerned, and for the purpose of being Mechayev, the perpetrator, Malkus or Chatas, as the case may be, even without a physical Maisa, because we know, in general, a Lav Shein Bo Maisa doesn't result in those types of punishments. Here we're saying, no, it really is a Maisa, albeit not a physical or mechanical one. Okay?
What's
Bilti? That which is not. Nirtza, wanted.
Right.
Bilti Nirtza, that which is not wanted.
I think Bilti means literally
without. Without, yeah. But without Nirtza, it does not. Without being wanted, meaning that which is not wanted. Okay, so here we're going back to the Asvan D'Oraisa, which the Stipler himself quotes. Just going to hone in on his question and maybe try to get a little bit of his answer, and we'll see that the Beis Halevi has a slightly different answer, and there's a third answer actually in the Rishonim. So the question is, let's read it together. Vida. 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 Tosos. De Bava Kama Hana. You see it? The lower right hand. I'm sorry?
I'm just going
to read it.
Lower right. Everything's fine. The lower right hand side of the page. This is Asun Daraisa Simon Chaf Dalid. Dibra Hamaskal. Vida. Dibra Ha Tosos. De Bava Kama Hana. Shekosu de Masha Isha Chayeves Malkus Vachatas Bibia Afagavdalo of the Maisa Ulin Chatas of Malkus Baina Maisa Dafka. So Imkoza, regardless of that, or despite that, Hoyovihi Nana, since she is Nana, Rachmana Akshava Lahana Maisa. Her Maisa is deemed by the Torah to be a Maisa. Her Hana is deemed to be a Maisa for the purpose of being Machayev her Malkus, or chatas, depending upon the particulars of the circumstances. Yeshli ha'ara u'gedol hu'elai. He says, I have a big ha'ara here.
Ayin sham, is that what that says, right?
Ayin sham, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ha'ara
is a
insight? Ha'ara is, I have an insight, yeah. I have a remark, a comment, an insight.
Is this exactly what he gets
up? Yeah, probably.
So l'fi ha'mavur b'shas kidushin daf chaf beis elen beis. So Yonah wants to know what the fact that Gemara said. He only cites a little bit of the Gemara here. So where is this Gemara? Chaf beis. Anyone?
Chaf beis
on beis. Chaf
beis on beis. Yeah. Is it Yeshli Hara Bigadolahu? Like, I have a Hara and it's.
Gedolahu Eli. To me, it's big. Yeah, it's big.
It's big insight.
serious.
It's not like Hara Gadola. He said Vigadola who? Like, that's...
Gadola, like, I think he said.
That's like, what, I think that's what he got sucked out. It's not how you say it, right?
I finished.
Okay, all right, let's go now. The Mishnah says Evi Kanaini. The Mishnah says Evi Kanaini. Nikna Bekasef Bishtar Ubechazaka. The Konas Atzmo Bekasef Aide Acherim Ubishtar Aide Atzmo. Divri Rav Meir. Chacham Omer Bekasef Aide Atzmo Ubishtar Aide Acherim Ubevashi Akasef Mishal Acherim. Yep, so the Mishnah says that when it comes to a Eved Kanani, so there are different ways that he can be acquired by his Baal, either through Kasef or Shtar, and he can Konas Atzmo, and he can get out with Kasef Aide Acherim, meaning someone else could buy him out from the master, Ubishtar Aide Atzmo, meaning the Shtar will be given to him by the owner, by the Baal. So what does that have to do with our issue? So later, on the same Amud, the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara goes through a number of things in discussing how exactly the slave can be acquired. So one of the ways that he can be acquired, you look down towards the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan, it's about 18 lines up from the bottom.
18 lines up from the bottom. In
the bottom of the Amud. Well, you don't have to give up. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad b'chazaka, how does a master acquire a slave through a chazaka? The Gemara gives a couple of examples. Hiter lo min olo, if the slave took off the shoe of the Baal, meaning provide that service. Ohilich Kalov Achar of Lebeis HaMerchatz, or carry his garments, or his towel, or his clothing, his kalim, whatever, his vestments to the Beis HaMerchatz. Or Hifshit, or he took his clothes off for him. Herchitzo, he washed him. Socho, or he anointed him. Gerdo, he... What do you call it?
Again?
When he scrubbed him. He scrubbed off his dead skin. Oh, Helbisho, he dressed him. Hen Elo, he put on his shoes. Hegbio, or he lifted him up. He lifted him up in a way that shows somehow that he's subservient. Just that's where he picks up over here with Hegbio. So Yona wants to know what exactly is going on. Yes. So now the Gemara says, in all these cases, Kino'o. In all these cases, this demonstrates. You alright?
Yeah.
This demonstrates that the person providing all these services has been acquired by the recipient of the services. In this case, it would be the master.
So if the master...
So, Amar Rav Shimon, lo tehe chazaka gedola mehagbah. Rav Shimon said, one second, this form of kinyan, the chazaka, the kinyan through chazaka, shouldn't be any better than hagbah. Shehagbah kona b'chol makam. Because Hagbah works all over. So now the Gemara says, "My Kamar, what exactly does this mean? Meaning, what's Reb Shimon talking over here about Chazaka and Hagbah all over?" So the Gemara says like this. I'm going to skip a little bit just to get to the part that we're most interested in. The Gemara answers up the question, basically says, that Rav Ashi said that what was meant was, if you magbia for the Rav, for the master, so...
I was thinking it was like many. How do you
Higbiho.
Discern? No, Rabo. How do you
know? Means.
The Rabo, it is Rabo.
Right. That means master, though.
His master.
How do you say many?
Rabim, yeah.
Would you? Is there another way to say many of like that's not plural?
Rove.
Rove.
That's plural. Rove of posting.
Okay. Kina'o. So if the slave again lifted up the person that wants to be the master. I'm sorry. Hegbio hu lirabo kina'o.
He lifts up the master,
basically shows that
him owned.
Yes, exactly. Then he tells him, "You've been owned." Higbio rabo low, low kano. But if the Rebbe, the master here in this case, picks up the slave, he's not been a nickname. He hasn't been acquired. Now the Gemara continues. So that's what happened. Then Reb Shimon came along and said, "One second, the Chazakah shouldn't be any better than Hagbah. Shehagbah kone b'kol makom." Meaning, because Hagbah works every place, so therefore, even if the would-be master lifts up the slave, that should also be a good act of acquisition. That's what he meant. Okay, all this, wholly irrelevant to our discussion. But you have to, that's why I was trying to keep you away from it. So sometimes you have to understand that there's a method to the madness. But okay, now we're here. Now the Gemara continues. Hashda Amr Higbiu Hula Rabba Kano. Now that you tell me that by picking up the Rebbe has acquired the Eved, the Rav, the Baal, has acquired the Eved. Now what? Elameata Shifla Kananis Tikane Bibia. Now we should be able to come to the conclusion that a Shifla Kananis should be acquired through Bia. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, Kika Amrinon, when we say that you could acquire the Eved through lifting up, what's going on over there? That's a case of Zenene Vizemitzdayer, meaning it's good for the Baal, and not so good for the slave, not so good for this fellow who has to lift up the master. In other words, he's providing a service where he's somewhat discomforted. So now the Gemara says, but over here, when you're going to have relations with the Shifla Kananis, and you'll say, now I'll acquire her through Bia, that's not analogous. Why not? Because the Gemara says, Hacha Zenene v'Zenenehu. Here, they're having relations, it's Hana'ah for both of them. And therefore, it'll be a case of Hana'ah for the, excuse the parallel, for the master, and for the Eved, for the Shivcha. Again, this is specifically by Shivcha Kananis, this case. Meaning because they're both having Hana'ah.
So you're asking, it's saying, could you,
the Gemara saying
you can't get ownership of a female slave
through Bia. Right now the Gemara is saying that. Okay. So why is this Gemara relevant?
A quick question in general.
No. Shalo Kedarka Ma'ikal Meimar. What about Bia Shalo Kedarka? What's the assumption over there?
That there's no nene for her.
And therefore, why shouldn't it work? Why should it not work? So the Gemara says, Rav Achoy Bar Ada, Man Leimolon de Lav Hanoa Islahu L'Charvayu. Why are you asking me about, why are you assuming that Bia Shalo Kedarka is not the same? Why are you assuming that it's, that's the premise of the question. You'll tell me that Bia Kedarka is not a good limud. It's not properly derived from the case of Hagbah, because by Hagbah, it's good for the master and bad for the slave. So, but by Bia, you'll say that it's good for both of them. So I can't learn out Bia from Hagbah. Can't learn out one from the other. Right?
Sure. I don't see what's the Bia thing. I don't understand.
It's a Hagbah?
Hagbah, sorry.
Hagbah is an act of acquisition. So now you'll tell me that I can learn out from there.
Just
right. So I can't do that because I can't learn one from the other. Bia is different. Bia is enjoyable for both parties. So there's no act that demonstrates a servitude, if you will, right? But by Bia Shalo Kedarka, the Gemara says, "Well, why shouldn't that work?" So the response to that is, "Well, what do you mean? Who says that Bia Shalo Kedarka is not enjoyable for both of them? Maybe they do." Va'od Mishkave Isha Ksiv. It says in the plural Mishkave Isha. It says that the relations of a woman are what's being spoken about. That is the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. So Hikshar Kosov Kedarka Shalok Kedarka. The Torah, in using the term Mishkave Isha, plural, the sleepings with a woman, meaning the fornications with a woman, the different relations with a woman. Hiksha, says the Gemara, Hakosov Kedarka Shlo Kedarka. The Torah itself, says the Gemara, draws a parallel between Bisha Lo Kedarka and Bia Kedarka. So the Gemara's conclusion at this point is that Madach, just like you can't acquire a Shifcha Kenainis through Bia Kedarka, so too you can't acquire her through Bia Shelo Kedarka. Alright? Now that, for the moment, is all that we need this Gemara for. Okay, again, the Gemara, in its premise, assumes that Bia Shelo Kedarka is not enjoyable for the woman, and the Gemara, in its attack of that premise, basically says, who says? Who says that so? Now, is there a conclusion here? Doesn't seem to be a clear conclusion. For our purposes, this is sufficient. The Asun Daraisa picks up with this Gemara and says, according to this, assuming that, in fact, Bia Shelo Kedarka is not enjoyable for the woman. Now, again, some have suggested anecdotally that... that that might not be true.
Yeah, well,
so I don't know. Why do we sunestru? Why is the Gemara under the assumption that a Bia Shelo Kedarka does not provide hanah for the woman? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Anatomically, it doesn't make sense.
Anatomically, it does not make sense?
Yes.
Anatomically, it does make sense that it should not be enjoyable.
No, because there are...
Okay, so there seems to be a lot of excitement here.
Wrong word.
I love his
face. There seems to be a lot of interest in the Gemara's Havamina here. So the best that I could do is to suggest that the Gemara is working with the assumption that if the Hana doesn't come from the actual Maisa, that's not called, that's not the type of Hana that we would be worried about or interested in, or that we're talking about.
That's the
so you'll tell me that there's Hanah, right? But maybe that because this Hanah doesn't come from the actual act per se, that's not Hanah. So the response of Rav Acha said to him, "Man leimalon delav Hanah isluhu l'travayu." Who says that they don't both get Hanah from it? So I can't tell you definitively because I have no way of knowing what the Gemara was thinking when it said Shelo Kedarka Ma'ika L'Meima. Obviously, on some level, the Gemara was assuming that either there's no Hana there, or the type of Hana that is there is not the type of Hana that we're talking about. Now, you'll ask me, why is that? The best I could do is to suggest that Hana, because it doesn't come from the act per se, but it comes from the greater experience, and maybe that's not the Hana. The response perhaps is, no, that's still called Hana.
So therefore, Hana from that act would not constitute her having to bring a Karachatas or Malchus.
No, we're not up to that yet. That's the Gemara is just approaching this from the perspective.
We've now put all
the Gemara is just approaching this from the perspective of is this or is this not a Kenyan for the Shifcha Kenanis?
And we've now put all Bia into one category.
Potentially.
As pertains to the...
No, that wasn't wrong. You just you have to...
That isn't wrong.
Well, you crossed it out. That's typically the way we treat things that are wrong.
Oh, Daniel Simon learned that that's equivalent to circling something for importance.
You put
slashes through it.
So now that...
I didn't say it's wrong.
Now Rav Engel. Rav Yosef Engel wants to know.
I think it's really...
If we work with this premise of the Gemara that Bia Shelo Kedarka is either definitively not something that gives the woman Hana, or at least... possibly not saying that gives the woman Hana, why should she be chayaves, a chatas, or malkos, again, as the case may be, when she's involved in illicit relations in this way?
Bia Shelo Kedarka.
Bia Shelo Kedarka. Forgetting about why that is. If it taken as fact that there is, or at the very least, there is possibly not the type of Hana that we're concerned about, present in this type of interaction, why should it be that the woman will still be chayeves, achatas, or... Okay, that's a good question. Okay, good.
We asked that question.
That was the Asfandarais over here in Simchot Dal. That was the question that he asked. and he quotes this whole Gemara here. So let's skip down in that first paragraph. Hare de stoma. You see it? It's practically in the middle of the column. In the middle of that paragraph, I should say. The last word on the line. Hare de stoma de hashas. Daniel Kravin, you see it?
Yeah.
Kind of hard. Hare de stoma de hashas vile de bebiya shaloka darka ein ha'isha nehanis. For Rav Achad nami sfukei mesabkale. And he says, Rav Achad not convinced that it is definitely the case that she's nana. He just says, who says she's not nana? Right? V'kede amar man leimolon. Who says? Avalo pshitale de nana. But he's not, he didn't bring a raya. Right? He didn't say, no, she is nana. He says, who says she's not nana? That's all he says. Imkain, inema de ina isha nahenes, if you in fact say that she's not nahenes from the Biya Shalokadarka, yumtsa, it will come out, de ein chayevas malkas v'chatas, kishenivala Shalokadarka. Right? If the whole reason why she gets, according to Tosos, malkas or chatas, is because she's nahenes, so if in fact she's not nahenes, then what? Imkain, lo shayach, suha de rachmana, achshavei lahana, maisa. V'zed davar lo omr adam me'olam. He says, he never heard anybody raise this point before. And now he has other bases for his question. Okay? So ultimately, what he does is to say the following. He says that the Gemara in Kiddushin over here, this Gemara in Chaf Beis, where we raise this whole question about Biya Shelo Kedarka. Biya Kedarka, there's a Hekesh. In that same Gemara, there's a Hekesh. And the Hekesh, the same. I'm sorry?
Our son was Hekesh. No?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Connection.
Huh? Yeah, connection.
Try by it.
Same thing?
No, I was saying that word.
That's really confusing. What does try by it mean now?
Two.
I'm not sure. Why are you talking about that now? The Yesh Liyashev. It's about six lines down on the second column. Yesh Liyashev.
Yeah, it's the last word on
one, two, three, four. It's the last word on the fifth line. Yesh Liyashev. The Inyan Zem Mahani Hekesha. So now, we know that she, apparently we're taking it as a given that she is Mechuyevus in such cases. So how so? So,
she is.
Maybe it's not going to be so appealing, but it's something of a technical answer. He's saying, how do I know this? That she's chayaves in these cases. The inyan zem mahani hakesha. The mishkave isha ksiv the makshinon shelo kedarka lekedarka. Yekedashina bekedushin sham. Ubeduchti tuva. In many places we have such a hekesh. The chihechi the isha chayaves malkas vechatos kedarka. Hachanami b'shelo kedarka. Now it's through a hekesh. Well, no, just the same way that she's chayev in cases of kedarka, she's going to be chayev in shelo kedarka cases as well. Just through a sort of a technical limud. That's the way. That's the way he answers.
So this is not a this is just a technicality as opposed to real svara, conceptually svara.
Right, he's not answering me svara. That's right.
What question are we answering?
Why Shaloka Darko is also Mechayevus?
Yeah.
Now,
but I gotta
just give me 1 second. I want to get two more ideas out on the table, and I'll be happy to solicit additional input. In the Beis Halevi's Tshuvos Beis Halevi. Chela Gimel Simon Zion. In Os, it's a long tshuva. Bear with me for 1 second, please. Beis Halevi over here in Chel Gimel Simon Zion, Os Beis explains that a woman can be mikudashas through bia kedarka and through bia sha lo kedarka. Then he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos.
So she can be.
Yeah.
She can be. What was the question?
She can be mikudashas.
Or mikudashas.
Is this agreed by everyone? Because I got a strong kasha on that.
Just give me 1 second. Yeah, so the implication here is, again, that when the Gemara is discussing the case of the Shifcha Kananis, the Gemara is also proving that a woman has Hana'a from Bia Shelo Kedarka. I want to just read that portion of where he talks about this. Give me 1 second, please, to pick up on that point. Just 1 second, please. Yeah.
Yeah, something.
It's a little bit here. Lechor kasha the evik kanani nikne behagbo parech elameata shivcha kananis tikne bebia umeshani kiamin and zenene vezemitz dyer hacha zenene vezenene uparech shlo kedarka maikalameimar umeshani man lema lo dolavhana ika lechavayu veod. Mishkeve ishaksiv, ubavadei tzarech ian, demay mishani, daha mishkeve ishaksiv lagabe chiyav arayas. Heich nilmod minei the kevan the kedarka lo mahani lenyan kinyan eved kemokein gam shelo kedarka lo mahani. The harechazin and the gam leinin chiyuva the chayve lavin. The lady says, you see from the way the Gemara is presenting this issue over here in Kiddushin, you see, the gamla in chiyuva de chayve lavin srichin onu limud. You need a specific limud lahashvos shelo kedarka lekedarka. You need a pasuk of some sort to be able to tell you that they're comparable. Veheich nidminhu below shem limud gamla in kinyan. What right do we have to compare them without a limud? Ulechora nira muchach the hod amar veod. When the Gemara says, I can learn them out from the fact that the pasuk says Mishkevei Isha. Ain't appears to Kevon did Bikedarka Eino Kona Mishem Hachi Eino Kona Gam Shelo Kedarka. It does not mean that you're not Kona the Yishivcha Kenainis with Biyashe Kedarka and therefore also Biyashe Lo Kedarka. Rakai Adalael. It's going back on the preceding matter. The Kamar Man Lema the Lav Hana Isle. Vo Mishkevei Ishaksid. Pirish Hare Dechayiv Ba'arayos. You see that when it comes to matters of arayos, gam shelo kedarka. Not allowed to sleep with your wife's sister. Not allowed to sleep with her bia shelo kedarka either. Umuchach mizeh the alkarchach yesh lahana. Now listen to this language. It's unbelievable. Umuchach mizeh the alkarchach yesh lahana mi dechayeves aleha. What does that mean?
There is no hana.
There is. You have to say that there is. That your muchrach mizeh.
Muchrach.
You must say the al karchach yesh lahana midechayev asalaha. What did you say?
Muchrach.
That's right. You must say.
See, must say. It sounds like force to say.
No. It has to be this way.
Logically compelled. So you have to.
In other words, he wants to say that the Gemara. He wants to say that the Gemara is essentially proving. He wants to say that what the Gemara is doing here in Kedushin, that the Gemara stands for the proposition that a woman does have Hana'ah from Bia Shelo Kedarka. How do I know? Because of the Hekesh. Just like from Mishkevei, not really Hekesh, Mishkevei, the Limud. The Limud of Mishkevei Isha teaches me that they are comparable. And just like the Torah asers Bia Shelo Kedarka, it also be a shelo kedarka. And why would it also be a shelo kedarka? By virtue of the fact that it also be a shelo kedarka with the arayos, that's proof positive of the fact that there is
Hana.
That there is Hana. Yeah. But then he has a kasha. We'll just quickly go through the kasha. He brings up a kasha from the Gemara in Tosos in Yuma that says there's an iser of bia even where there is no Hana. Someone asked that question yesterday. What, let's say a person has no Hana, for whatever reason he's lacking the ability to have Hana.
Yes, okay.
Yonah was curious about that. So he raises that question, Tosos quotes that, and he says, however, Tosos in Yevamos and Tosos elsewhere basically say that no, even without Hana, I'm sorry. Let's retract. Tosos in Yuma basically stands for the proposition that Bia without Hana is not Aser. Bia without, Minat Torah. Would not be Aser Minat Torah. But Tosos in Yevamos.
Bia without Hana would not be Aser.
Yeah.
With anybody?
That's the implication from Tosos, at least in one place. However, elsewhere, Tosos seems to be of the impression, or seems to be of the position, of the opinion, that, in fact, no, it's Usser in any event. And that's the way the Beis Halevi basically wants to avoid this problem by saying, no, even though Tosos is mashma one way over there, really elsewhere it's not mashma. That way it's mashma that even where there's no Hana, it's still going to be Usser. Okay, so we had two answers to this question, basically. Why is the woman still chayavis when the bia that she's experiencing is bia shelo kedarka? So you have the answer of the Asvan d'Oraisa, which says that it's based on the Hekesh, that the Hekesh from the Pasuk of Mishkavei Isha tells you that just like she would be considered mechuyavis for bia kedarka, she's also mechuyavis for bia shelo kedarka. The Beis Halevi has a slightly different approach, and he says really that the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis is really explaining that a woman has Hana'ah from Bia Shelo Kedarka. And how do we know that? Oh, because the Torah asserd Bia Shelo Kedarka like Bia She Kedarka. And it's by virtue of the fact that it asserd one, so it asserd the other, you have to assume that one has Bia as well, has Hana'ah as well. And that was his lashon over here. Muchach the Hada Amar Vaod Mishkave Ishak Siv Ain appears to came in the Bikadarka Aino Kona Mishamachi Aino Kona Gambalo Kadarka Rakai Adalel the common man lame of the Lavana Isla Vaod Mishkave Ishak Siv, meaning Hare the Chayba Arayas Gam Shalo Kadarka Umuchach Mizad the Alkarach Yeshla Hana Midi Mechayavas Aleha. He'll say that she's Mechayavas on it because there is Hana, and therefore there must be Hana just like there is for Bia Kadarka. Okay. There are obviously other questions here. I mean, some of you raised the question about homosexuality. I don't really want to spend too much time on that. I don't think it's necessary. But I saw over here, I didn't get a chance to look at it inside, but the Dvar Yaakov says that the Shita Lo Noda Lami, that's a Rishon, Shita Lo Noda Lami, we have it in the Beis Medrash, on Masechet Kiddushin, also learns the Gemara as a proof that there is Hana for Bia Shelo Kedarka. There is Bia for Shelo Kedarka. And that's what the Gemara means by bringing that Mishkavei Isha as a proof text, Shita says. The Shita Lomami says that's being brought as a proof text for the fact that Bia Shelo Kedarka does have Hana. So that's why she would be Mechuyavis in that case. Okay, so we know that tomorrow we'll move on to another issue. Maybe we'll move on to the Mishnah, or if we could squeeze out one more shear from this issue, since it seems to be keeping everyone's interest, maybe we'll do that, and next week we'll move on to the next Mishnah. Okay? We'll stop here. Sure.